Senator Clinton Anderson on 90.
All right, just wait.
Thank you.
All right, just wait.
Hello, Clint.
Mr. President, I'm in trouble. I had a bill introduced called Senate Bill 2 to establish water research centers. Stuart Udall was trying to arrange the signing ceremony, and I can understand why now, because I find out the Bureau of the Budget and some others are going to recommend the veto of it. And they're basing it on some little language in Title 2, which says the Secretary submits these proposed grants on another section of the bill, and we have 60 days to decline it. The Bureau of the Budget has been against that a long time, and so am I. I just hope that you can sign the bill and say you'd like to have that removed before it gets in operation. I think we can take it out without a bit of trouble.
Give me a little memo on it so I can talk to him about it.
All right, I will.
Okay.
I'm going to Albuquerque this afternoon, and I sure would hate to see the bill vetoed. We worked like dogs on it for a year and a half, and it has the support of everybody concerned in it. And it would be tragic.
Give me a memo on that and on the envelope, mark attention Meyer Feldman and say the president asked me to send you this memo so he'll prepare the thing for me and he and I'll have a talk about it.
Fine.
Now,
one final thing is if you could just mention to Walter Rogers sometime for the Senate 1111 to establish these river basin planning commissions in which you had some interest when you were up here on the Hill. Is hanging fire, Walter's vote would just about bring it out. And I think we're going to need a lot of these things before we get through to satisfy folks that we're trying to do the right job on conservation.
I'll talk to him. I haven't got much influence with Walter. He votes against me most of the time, but he's a pretty...
Because I talked to him about it just the other day.
Well, I'll sure talk to him. Clint, I've got to have you help on that interest equalization tax because Harry Byrd and John Williams kind of concluded that we don't need to do it and they don't care what happens to my balance payments and we can't go to the country. If that thing's not passed, God knows what we'll have, and Dillon's really upset about it.
Well, I'll tell you what my situation is on it. Dillon came to see me and I said I was against the bill. He said he needed it badly, and you wanted it badly, and I said I will vote for the bill and vote to report it out of committee and do what I can with it because I don't care that much. I just didn't understand it very well, but I said, I'll be very glad to do whatever is necessary, and I will. You can count on me completely.
Well, can you get Harry to make a vote? He's gone off to Virginia now and going to be gone this week. I don't care if he reported out and he gets back, but Dirksen told me this morning that he and John Williams had kind of talked Harry, and they didn't care much about doing it, and I think they want to cause us some embarrassment.
I'll get on it as soon as I get to it.
All right. Okay, I'll get on it, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Bye.